Good afternoon, everyone. Again, I'm Reed Parker with Dow AgroSciences, and today I'm going to be talking about the performance of Phytogen brand cottonseed varieties expressing wide strike insect protection in 2007 on-farm strip trials. But before I get started today, I do want to have a special thanks for my cooperators and growers from 2007, as it was a great year for data collection. Had some great relationships that were built, and the growers that I was working with certainly had a lot of patience doing these on-farm strip trials. As we get into this, Dow AgroSciences has been introducing and conducting large plot strip trials characterizing the agronomic performance of Phytogen wide strike varieties. The varieties that we've been looking at include Phytogen 375 WRF, Phytogen 485 WRF, Phytogen 480, and 370. The large plot strip trials have demonstrated that the Phytogen varieties do provide high yield potential along with a broad scope of stability across a very broad range of geographic areas, as you'll see in a few minutes. And the latest in insect protection gene along with the latest in herbicide technologies. While conducting these, you know, are these on-farm strip trials, at the end of the year when we look at our data summaries, we also include the validation from university trials from the local areas. The university small plot replicated trials conducted from 2005 through 2007 help us to validate that year's results from the large plot strip trials, and also help us further characterize the yield potential, the lint characteristics, and also the relative maturities of these varieties. As you'll see from the summarized results in this presentation, the first variety that we're going to look at from Phytogen is Phytogen 370. When we're looking at two other competitive varieties, Delta Pine 444 and also Delta Pine 445 BR, based on 79 trials throughout the North and South Delta from university small plot replicated trials, do indicate the stability and the yield potential that exists with Phytogen 370. From the database that we use to collect this information, we're also able to glean other agronomic characteristics such as the percent turnout and also micronaire, staple, strength, and uniformity. And when compared to those same varieties, as you can see, Phytogen 370 does offer a very competitive yield package, our fiber package. Moving on to Phytogen 485 WRF, again, compared to two other competitive varieties, as you can see throughout the North and South Delta, Phytogen 485 also offers a very, very competitive yield package. Again, using information from the same database, we're able to look at some of the same agronomic characteristics such as lint percent and also the same fiber characteristics. And as you can see, based on these same competitive varieties, that 485 does have a very good yield package. The objectives of the 2007 strip trial evaluations were to evaluate Phytogen 370, Phytogen 485, 480, and 485 in large on-farm strip plots throughout a very diverse geography. They were to evaluate the Phytogen varieties against some of the market-leading varieties in those same geographies, and also help to further characterize the yield stability across the environments. The plot design, these plots ranged from 3 to 10 acres, depending upon the ability to replicate these trials. But again, we included those same varieties. And commercial practices were followed, as most of the plots had crop consultants on these plots. And when growth regulators or insect thresholds were reached or needed, that the entire field was sprayed. Multiple evaluations were made throughout the growing season, which included some of the early season evaluations looking at seedling vigor, first fruiting branch, into mid-season evaluations looking at date of first bloom through with all of the varieties, and end-of-season evaluations, which included total plant height, uppermost crack bowl, total number of nodes, total number of fruiting nodes, etc. So So there was a lot of information that we were able to glean from these on-farm trials, and use these comparisons and validation with the university small plot replicated trials. Now, I know there's a lot of information right here, but really what I wanted to show with this slide was the broad geography that we were looking at these varieties in, and it ranged from, I would say, south central Louisiana up through Tennessee and also into North Arkansas. We also included some of the other competitive varieties that were some of the standards for those areas. The data summaries were put together by the cotton development specialists from the North and South Delta. Some of the information that we're going to be looking at today, we're going to be looking at the average yields for Phytogen 370 versus Delta Pine 445 BR, where those varieties were compared head-to-head, and also we'll be looking at Phytogen 485 as compared to Delta Pine 445 B2RF, where those varieties were also compared head-to-head. Phytogen 370 and 445, those comparisons were made head-to-head in 11 of the 17 innovation plot trials, on-farm trials, and Phytogen 485 and Stoneville 4554 evaluations were made in 16 of the 17 on-farm strip trials. Moving into some of the data collection that was made, this is across 8 locations where all 4 of these varieties were included in the same trials and head-to-head comparisons were made. As you can see, they ranged from 1.8 to 2.5, with 1 being excellent and 5 being poor. And as you can see from this data, we've got very very good seedling vigor when first coming out of the ground early season. The end of season plant map data across locations, our plant height ranged from 47.8 inches up to 52.3 inches with Phytogen 370, and this leads us to characterize these varieties as medium to medium tall varieties. And as you can see at the very bottom, looking at the node above crack bowl, we ranged from 1.8 nodes above crack bowl up to 2.8 with Phytogen 485. The evaluations that we make through these on-farm trials and use university validation have led us to characterize our 300 series as an early season variety, our 400 series as an early to mid-season variety, and our 500 series will be characterized as a mid to full season variety. Some of the average yield and fiber quality across all locations, as you can see, Phytogen 485 as compared to the competitive variety that we use as a standard in the 16 of 17 locations, Phytogen 485 did use a highly competitive, or did have a highly competitive yield package along with the highly competitive fiber package. Again, we see the validation with these on-farm trials with the university small plot replicated trials. Here we look at Phytogen 370 as compared to the other standard, the competitive standard. Phytogen 370 does have a very stable yield package when looking at it across the North and South Delta, and also offers a very competitive fiber package as well. And in summary, Phytogen 370 and Delta Pine 445 were compared in 11 of 17 innovation plot trials, and Phytogen 485 and Stoneville 4554 comparisons were made in 16 of 17 trials. Phytogen 370 and 485 demonstrated high yield potential, very good stability across environments, as well as quality lint data throughout the Delta. Multiple year comparisons along with university small plot comparisons, end of season plant map data, data first bloom, note above crack bowl, that led us to leads us to characterizing Phytogen 370 as early season variety and Phytogen 485 being characterized as an early to mid season variety when utilizing 445 as a standard early. In conclusion, Phytogen Seed Company, we continue to introduce new high-yielding varieties. These varieties include some of the latest technologies with wide-strike insect protection in combination with Roundup or Roundup Ready Flex herbicide technology. Phytogen 370 and 485 are widely adapted across the North and South Delta geographies and will provide growers a new choice in germplasm as well as insect protection and brand. We are looking forward to the introduction of Phytogen 370 as we expect it to provide growers an excellent choice in an early season germplasm that is also stacked with Wide Strike and Roundup Ready Flex. Guys, that's all I have today. Be glad to take any questions.
Yeah, time for questions if any of you have
any.
Okay, thank you, Reed.
Thank you very much.